What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Listening Party Podcast, the podcast where you get all your music reviews, all music, all the time. I'm your host. You should already know who I am. So, yeah, we're going to get right into it. This is music review podcast. We're going to review music, you know, past, present, projects, songs, anything that, you know, you, the viewers, suggest to me. I'm going to be putting up polls, what projects y'all want me to review. As well as, you know, songs and whatnot. I'm also going to be doing some other things as comparing two projects, you know, talking about certain artists, giving my opinions on artists or certain music trends, things going on. So this podcast is going to be strictly about music, nothing else. Is where you come to, you know, mellow out, listen to music, hear good thoughts about music, you know, find out about new artists you may not know, artists, you know, you probably haven't given a chance, or give you, you know, ideas and motivation to, you know, go listen to something that you've probably been putting off listening to because you're not sure on what to get from it. You see what I'm saying? So welcome to the party. So the other night I put up a poll of which projects you wanted me to talk about for episode one. And it was between Young Thug's Punk and Meek Mill's Expensive Fame. And a lot of you voted for the Young Thug's Punk. So, you know, it came out last Friday. So I've had some time to listen to it. You see what I'm saying? So we're just going to get right into it. I jotted some things down. Now, the way that this show is going to work is, you know, it's a review. So we're going to have a deep dive review into the entire project and even into the artist itself. So some things we're going to talk about are the artist performance, the content, the features, the production, and the replay potential. So the criteria we're going to base those things off of are perfect, great, good, mid, not good, bad, and terrible. So, and then I'm also going to talk about, like, my expectations before, you know, listening to it, and then what I thought after listening to it, and some things I thought about, you know, while listening to it, and things of that nature. So, that's going to be for every single, you know, project that we do. Now, for those of you, who didn't vote for Young Thug's Punk, that doesn't mean I'm not going to break down and review Expensive Pain by Meek, because I love that project too. I'm definitely going to do that. That's just going to be for next episode. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Quick, short little intro. So before we get started, if you haven't followed the podcast yet on Instagram, it's Listening Party Pod on Instagram. Go ahead and give that a follow. Also, if you aren't following me already, go ahead and follow me for any updates or information about the podcast as well at _WhoIsKJ. I think so. Yeah. But that, you know, it's in the bio. So if you follow the podcast or you follow me, you have either or. So that's all that matters. But go ahead and give both of those a follow. And we're going to get right into it. So, first things first. This is Punk. This is Thug's second studio album. And then there'll some of y'all be like, well, he's got other albums. What are you talking about? Like, his second studio. Studio album is like, how do I put it? It's basically like, an album backed by, a different studio than the one you usually use. And by the way, it's standards and its length and its production. So basically, it's something, it's an album contrasted with also a live performance as well too. So sorry, I got quiet there for a second. But yeah, it's his second studio album. His previous project was So Much Fun. This project, Punk, has 20 tracks, 15 features, and it's 63 minutes long. So it's a decent length project. Not too many songs. I think 20 is too many songs, but if you're gonna have 20 songs, the quality of it has to be good. And believe me when I say it, like the quality of this album is like top tier. You see what I'm saying? So it's definitely worth a listen. Like I said, expectations before the project. When he first announced it, I was like, okay, so he might be, diving into the, melodic singing and upbeat soul sounding folk music, whatever type of genre Thug fits in, because he fits in so many types of genres that we heard on So Much Fun. And then for those of you who are like some real Thugger fans, also like the melodic aspects and, love songs and themes and vibes and undertones of Thugger Girls too. So I was like, he might be for this album, but I could tell by the aesthetic of, when he released the cover, it gave me like for sure, like, okay, that's what I'm definitely going to hear. Cause he released the cover like the night before the album came out. So I was like, okay. So I had a good feeling going into this. I'm like, I just want to see where his mindset is and was when he was making this and, producing it and all that. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I loved this project. I loved it. Like, it was very well produced. I'm not going to say it was perfect, but, it was damn near, yeah. So it was produced well. The structure of the tracks in which you would listen to it were put together well. It didn't seem like it was thrown together. Like, okay, put this track at 1, this track at 4, this track at 2, this track at 5, and then this one at 16. Nothing like that. Like, it was very put together well. It was an easy listen. Like, you can easily go from song to song on this project. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to like every song, but I'm saying that the way it's set up is like it eases into the next one, to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. So in that aspect, it was good. Like I said, I thought we was gonna hear, I figured I would hear the same vibes and themes and transitions that we heard in Thugger Girls, and I'm gonna say I'm not surprised. Like, that's really what I got from it. That's what I took from it and things of that nature. So, some of my favorite tracks I liked, on this, album, that I would recommend you guys listen to if you haven't listened to it yet, and to look out for are, Die Slow, the intro, Stupid Asking, Recognize Real featuring Gunna, Contagious, Peeping Out the Window featuring, Future, and, T-Shine. That's also a good song. Which is, I loved. If you like more like upbeat, flowing on a beat, hype thugger, that's the song for you. Ensure My Wrist, Bubbly. Now, Bubbly, all these songs I'm naming are melodic. except for Bubbly. Bubbly is him, Drake, and Future, which, if you're, by the time you listen to this, it came out that Lil Baby was supposed to be on that song, but he forgot to send the verse back. Now, but listen to this. Bubbly is the single personification of everything you heard on So Much Fun. Is the hype, energetic, happy, you know, flexing type of song that you would want to hear and expect to hear, from Thug. You see what I'm saying? So, that's reason why it's on my, you know, favorites list. If it wasn't for that, then it wasn't gonna make it. But, you know, we'll get into that in a second. But the features on it was good. Drake handled his own like always. Future handled his own. Thug handled his own. So it was a well put together song. You know, each verse didn't outshine the other. Thug kind of floated on that too as well. I had expected a little bit more from Drake on it, to be honest with you. But he also did it, but at the same time, he did his thing delivering, you know, what you'd expect from a Drake feature. You see what I'm saying? So, Road Rage, Faces, Dropping Jewels, Fifth Day Dead, and Love You More, which is the last song, and it culminates everything on the project. So, my particular favorites are Recognize Real and Stupid Asking. Stupid Asking is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. And the way, you know, Thug hits that falsetto tone throughout, you know, majority of the song and carries it is beyond like something I've heard from Thug. Like, and I'm in all honesty, like it's a real good song. It is very melodic. It's a smooth listen. You know, Thug has that unique, whiny, raspy voice, but you know, the way it's produced and the way it sounds sonically and the way it hits the ears. And if you actually sit down, relax and listen to it, it'll hit you a certain way. I wanted to bring up some lyrics. I believe I have some lyrics with it. Passionate about your motherfucking loving eye. Get strange when I come down to you loving me. When it comes down to you loving me. You love me back's what you supposed to say. To love to falsetto. Repeat. Reaping, that's when the cops come by, nigga. So, that bar doesn't really, like, I don't want to say it means nothing, but if, like, if you, what I'm trying to get at is, it's him showing, like, his passion to, you know, the girl that he's with. And it's him basically trying to say, like, you know, this is what that means to me. This whole project is basically, you know, Thug putting his passion, his love, telling stories about his life and things like that throughout this whole project. Now, that one in particular, it said, get strange when it come down to you loving me. That's him, like, if you put it in context, if you heard the song, when you put it in context, it's like, yo, him basically telling his woman, like, I'm passionate about, you know, I'm passionate about loving you and the love that you've given me. But it gets strange when it comes down to you loving me. Like, it doesn't, I don't, it's, the love is not reciprocated. So that's, you know, that's a good song for someone who's like in a bag and, you know, want to listen to something like that. It's a good feel song. That's why I pointed out these lyrics in specifically. Because it's like, I feel as though it's something that, you know, there's someone out there that can relate to that. Like, they giving their love all to someone and, you know, they don't feel like it's getting reciprocated back. So, and another one, Recognize Real, like I said, which is also my favorite. She ain't my wife. How could I see her with my son? Rockin' Rick Owens got the ones that say cunt. Don't cancel me. All I do is sit and count racks up by lunch. Took her out and paid for lunch. Now that's Thug diving into his, you know, his loving side, but also like, I'm a baller, but I can also, you know, love on you. Like, I can show you like that. I can show you better than what other guys can. Like, I'm a flex on you. I'm a flex that I'm big. I got money and things like that. But also, I got a soft side to me. But if you tie that in with, you know, what he was saying is stupid and asking. Because they're like, I think, yeah, Recognize Real is like a song or either right after Stupid Asking or a song after Stupid Asking. But if you tie those in together, like, he's basically saying, like, if I can't see you having my kids, like, you're not wifey material. It's things like that. So, like I said, like, these two songs I like because, you know, if you know a little bit about me, I like melodic music. I like music that I can relate to. I like music that I can, you know, I can feel the artist in. Like, it's music that people can relate to hits me home. Even whether it can relate to me or not, but I can see someone relating to it. Like, these two songs, if somebody's in a bag about, you know, a girl or a dude that they're dealing with and things like that, it could definitely resonate with them and they can, you know, put it to their lives. But also, at the same time, what you get from it is Thug explaining, like, the struggles that he has dealing with females in this world and things of that nature and dealing with love and, you know, in his life at this stage in his life and just trying to find love. And it's not always easy. That's what I get from those two songs. Now, my third favorite song I'm going to get into is Contagious. But this bar right here resonates with me. I like because it says, I told my lawyer to change the situations. Told the judge that I was always faking, but I know it's my heart and I feel it, baby. Told him let go of my boys. That would be amazing. Again, him diving into the struggles of his life and what he's going through and seeing all his, you know, his homies locked up and him rather be locked up than, you know, having them out and him or, you know, him facing all these charges and whatnot. And he's telling his lawyer, like, yo, dude, like, keep me out. Because in the intro, he's saying he missed his son's birthday because he was on tour and like that. This whole album is him showing us a perspective of how he sees his life and what's going on in his life. And, you know, him trying to, you know, get his life together. And it's also a culmination of all his music in one. And him basically like, yo, at this stage of my life, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm dealing with. And, you know, I got my homies locked up. I want to see free. I don't want to be locked up because I'm already struggling to see my kids and because I'm on tour and the lifestyle that I'm living, being an artist and whatnot. And, you know, being an artist brings money to my table and I'm not doing nothing by being locked up and things like that. I can't get locked up right now. It's all of that. Things like that is what you get from this entire project. So, that being said, I would give the artist performance a great, as well as, and that takes us right into content, like the content from these lyrics. So his performance and all these songs. Well, let me get into the rest of the song. Well, I talked about all the songs. So his performance on every single one of the songs was all melodic, smooth, easy transition, produced well, things like that. So artist performance is great. The content is great. Being as though it is a majority, it's 20 songs, and that's 10, 11, 12, 12 songs out of 20 on a project that's easy to listen to, produce well, good transition, everything like that. You know, it sounds good coming through, you know, speakers, headphones, what however you may listen to it. It's just, it's a good sounding album. It's content's great. The features are good. They're kind of basic, you know, considering who it is. Kind of expected. You got T-Shawn, who was also on So Much Fun. No, T-Shawn wasn't on So Much Fun. He was on he was on the YSL projects that came out earlier this year or late last year. I think it was earlier this year. But you got Future, you got Gunna, you got Drake. Features you'd expect, you know, to be on a Thug album. So I give that a good because it wasn't anything. Also, you got Mac Miller on there. You got Juice WRLD on there. Two people who are, you know, no longer with us, but their music still lives on and their music is still out there that for us to, you know, reminisce about. And Thug did a good job of not oversaturating, you know, using a deceased artist feature, but also incorporating it very well into his project. So it didn't do too much as like, as in some cases, like you see a XXX Tentacion feature where they just take a verse that he did and just throw it on a random beat and song and put it on, you know, their project or whatever, which is got to be too much, which gladly, but I hate to say gladly, but gladly you haven't gotten that in like the last 2 years, I want to say. As well as Pop Smoke, they're just oversaturating him, like, and he's no longer with us. So Thug did a good job of, you know, keeping, you know, their image and their sound, you know, likable and appreciated, and as well as, you know, not doing too much with it. Mac Miller had a very good verse on that project. Juice WRLD also, his verse was good. The song itself was kind of okay. Wasn't one of my favorites, but, you know, he did his, Juice WRLD did his thing. So I'd like to point that out. So the features were good. The production, great. Like I said, great production throughout the whole entire project. Are all the songs good? No, but the production of the songs, the way they sound, the way, you know, it's put together, the way it's mixed, mastered, you know, the way they, you know, Thug played around with his melodic levels, and you know Thug's got that high-pitched, whiny, raspy voice, so when he sings, so the way they, like, it's not too much auto-tune and echo and you know, I can't even think of the word. Backtracking, it's not too much of that. It's very adjusted well to each song. So I give the production a great. The replay potential, I've been replaying it nonstop. Like I've been, you know, when it first came out, I listened to it. Well, for podcast, for the show, I listened to it about all the way through at least 3 times throughout that day. Listen to it all the way through twice and then skim all the way through about 3 times just to get a feel for it. But since then, I say since about Monday, I've been playing it every single day, all the way through. Granted, it does have skips, but I've been playing it all the way through, you know, just to, you know, appreciate it for what it is. So, the replay potential is great. If you're a Thug fan, I can see you, you know, replaying this like often, especially the songs that I've pointed out, like Die Slow, Stupid Ass Game, Recognize Real, Contagious, Peeping Out the Window, Yeah, 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 It's From My Wrist, Bubbly, Road Rage, Faces, Dropping Jewels, Fifth Day Dead, and Love You More. I can see like people, you know, falling in love with those songs specifically. May it be all of them, or maybe just be, you know, half of them, or just one or two of them. I can see, these are the songs that I can see people, you know, loving the most from the project, and constantly playing in the car and things like that. So yeah, I give that the replay potential great, production great, features good, content great, artist performance great. So I give this a final score of 8 out of 10. So yeah, it's an 8 out of 10. It's like I give it an 8 out of 10, but it's also like it's a high seven out of 10. But I give it an 8 out of 10. Like I said multiple times, it's just very well put together. It's a great project. If you haven't listened to it yet, I hope this, you know, gives you, you know, intent and motivation to go and listen to it and give you a reason to listen to it if you've been putting it off for a certain, you know, particular reason. But yeah, by far, 8 out of 10, this is, you know, Thug's, you know, best, in my opinion, Thug's best project that I've heard from him. So Much Fun was great. So Much Fun Deluxe was great. But this right here was just, you know, amazing. It was a beautiful sounding project. I like what it stood for. I like what it meant. You know, it's just, you know, it's Thug, you know, showing us his, you know, ability as an artist, you know, to dive into different sounds, to, you know, to show us his flexibility in the studio. You know, everybody knows, you know, Thug is famous for freestyling all his music. He doesn't really write like that, but in this album, this project, you can tell that certain songs he actually freestyled, but also went back and wrote some things down, and also some songs are completely written and things of that nature. One song I want to point out particularly that you can tell that he wrote was Road Rage and Faces. Faces is, you know, Road Rage, Faces, and Dropping Jewels and Fifth Day Dead. Those are like songs you can tell are kind of written, and as far as his rapping and, you know, his melodity and things of that nature, and the way it sounded, and just the way, you know, he expresses himself. This whole thing, but is like how he expressed himself throughout this whole thing, is very well, you know, thought out and choreographed, in a sense of, you know, I can only imagine how him being in the studio, I'm like, okay, so I feel this way. This is how I felt about that certain situation. I want to say these things. I want to do all this. How do I put it onto this track? How do I put it into this album? And so on and so forth. So yeah, like I said, those are the songs you can tell that, you know, it was well thought out and things of that nature. And I keep repeating myself, but it was well thought out and you know, planned and choreographed and written. And, you know, it shows you, like, his maturity throughout the years. Thug's been in the game for a minute. I'm not even gonna lie to you. So to see him reach this point, it's like, it's almost, you know, poetic in a sense that you see how he went from, like, trap music to, you know, Beautiful Thugger Girls, and you hear a lot of guitars, pianos, and whatnot on Thugger Girls, and then you continue to hear that in certain singles he put out, and then you continue to hear it even more in So Much Fun, and then now it's a culmination of all of that on this project, and that's all you hear in almost every single song. Is guitars, pianos, riffs, and keys, and things like that. And it's it's a very, 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 very good album. Amazing album. Well put together. If, like I said, if you're a Thug fan, you should love this, like myself. If you're new to Thug, if you just recently start listening to Young Thug, this is a good project to, you know, I would say not to start with, but this is a good project to, you know, to incorporate into your listening experience. So yeah, like I said, 8 out of 10, great album. I want to say best albums of 2021 so far. One of the best, but you know, you also got to think that Donda came out this year, Certified Lover Boy came out this year, Tyler the Creator's album came out this year, Expensive Pain came out this year. Couple projects came out this year, so you also gotta you know, think about those as well. But in my opinion, this is one of the better projects that came out this year, honestly. So, like I said, this is a good album. So I would highly recommend a lot of you go and listen to it. Before we go, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to DM me or DM the podcast page on Instagram. If there's anything that you know, thought I missed about it, anything else that you know, you yourself pulled away from the album, anything like that. So just feel free to DM me or the podcast page on Instagram at whoiskj. The link, my Instagram is in the bio of the podcast page. The podcast page is, at the Listening Party Pod on Instagram too. So go ahead, follow that. Like I said in the beginning, follow both. I greatly appreciate it. Leave a review on, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this at. It'll be on both. As far as the scheduling, this episode, by the time you're hearing this, is going to be on Friday. There's going to be episodes every Friday. So every Friday you'll get an episode from this podcast. And then there will be a poll on Wednesday night and Thursday and throughout all day Thursday on what project or song or artist projects or artists you want me to talk about on the next show. Like I said, this is a music review. We're going to be talking about anything music. It's in the title. It's Listen to Party Podcast. All music, all the time. So it's anything music. Anything that's got to do with music, we're going to talk about it. We're going to do album reviews, like I said. We're going to do song reviews. You know, we're going to compare artist albums. You know, if you want to say, okay, which album by Drake is the best? So Far Gone, or If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, or Take Care versus Views and things like that. If that's what this show is gonna be about. And also just you know, thoughts on artists and music in general. So yeah, that's what this whole show is about. Like I said, thank you for tuning in to this episode. Go ahead, follow the podcast on Instagram. Go ahead, follow me on Instagram. Next episode is going to be coming out on Friday. And, on that episode, we're going to be doing, Meek Mill's Expensive Pain. so that'll be coming out next Friday. So be on the lookout for that. Like I said before, leave a review, leave a rating on Apple and Spotify podcasts. And share the podcast, and also, reshare the post on Instagram on, podcasts, recommend it to your friends, anybody, you know. So yeah, that's it. This has been the Listening Party Podcast. Thank you for joining. Hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, we out of here.